Another day, another move by President Trump to undo his predecessor's work. Yesterday, he signed an order to take apart the Affordable Care Act. Today, Trump refused to recertify the nuclear deal with Iran. Under that deal, Iran agreed to limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. But the president said the Iranians are not living up to their side of the bargain.
Today, I am announcing our strategy, along with several major steps we are taking to confront the Iranian regime's hostile actions and to ensure that Iran never, and I mean never, acquires a nuclear weapon.
Now, instead of sanctions relief, Trump is imposing new economic sanctions on Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
The Revolutionary Guard is the Iranian supreme leader's corrupt personal terror force and militia. It has hijacked large portions of Iran's economy and seized massive religious endowments to fund war and terror abroad.
Iran's president Hassan Rouhani has responded to Trump's announcement. He said it was full of baseless accusations against Iran. And among some of the others reacting there, young entrepreneurs and members of the country's budding tech sector. Bloomberg's tech editor Aki Ito spoke with some of them for the latest episode of her podcast Decrypted. So, Aki, first of all, give us a sense of how bustling Iran's tech scene is today.
You know, a couple of years ago, the tech community in Tehran was just really a handful of VCs and a couple young entrepreneurs. But really, just over like the last 2 years, it's really flourished, changed the way people live in Tehran. Probably the best known service is a service called Digicala, which is kind of like the Amazon of Iran. And then there's also Snap, which is Iran's version of Uber. And these are services that people in Tehran today use every single day.
Right. And so when the Iran nuclear deal was signed, did that help the industry grow? Did it help it flourish? Did more venture capitalists come in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you have to remember for a decade, Iran was isolated from the rest of the world because of these sanctions. At the beginning of 2016, these sanctions were lifted, and that changed everything for a lot of young founders there. For our most recent episode on our podcast, we spoke to a really interesting woman called Fatih Amir Soleimani. She's the founder of an e-commerce startup called Kudaku.
We were finally going to access some real funding sources. And so we had a lot of meetings with foreign investors who were really excited with this country.
So, of course, that celebration was pretty short-lived. As soon as Donald Trump, who was a very vocal critic of the deal, got elected, you know, just the prospect, just the threat of that deal falling apart was enough to drive a lot of foreign investors away.
Yeah, so today's announcement of decertification, what do you think that's going to mean for entrepreneurs like Fatih?
So it certainly wasn't unexpected. Trump had been signaling for some time that he was going to decertify the deal. And this on its own doesn't mean that Congress is necessarily going to reimpose sanctions on Iran. But it definitely does add to the uncertainty that founders like Fatih are facing right now. So another founder we talked to was a guy called Ali Reza Sadeyan, who runs a bargain site, kind of like Groupon.
I think Trump's administration had some negative effects, and he's a very uncertain person. I mean, you cannot predict his behavior for the next week. So that, and the companies who want to come to Iran, they want to look at their next 10 years. So when they see that there is this uncertainty, they will have more doubt.
So a lot more doubt, and it strikes me that this isn't going to just affect the tech sector. The tech sector now has a lot of clients and customers that depend on them. So could this have a lot of ripple effects in Tehran?
I mean, it's certainly possible. There's no question that the lifting of sanctions allowed Iran's tech community to grow so much faster than it would have with the sanctions there. And that brought a lot of benefits to people who live in Iran, these benefits that we enjoy every single day here in the U.S. and probably take for granted. So we'll see what this means.
I mean, there's an irony here because Iran's tech sector was also able to flourish because of sanctions, because companies like Amazon and social media giants like Facebook and Twitter were blocked. So in a weird way, is there a silver lining to today's announcement that could, you know, just make the tech sector more DIY in Iran?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly true. Iran's isolation did help a lot of these homegrown startups have the Iran market to themselves without these bigger companies like Uber or Amazon encroaching into their territory. But for a lot of these startups, they're at this point where they do need access to foreign capital and also the expertise that foreign investors can bring to go that next mile, to expand into their next stage. And I think maybe even more than this access to foreign capital and foreign expertise, you have to worry about the brain drain. Someone like Fatih, who I introduced earlier, she's the Iranian entrepreneur behind Kudoku. She grew up in France, went to Columbia Business School. She was a banker in London for a few years, but she is now in Iran and building this company that is also helping other people in Iran learn more about the tech industry too. If people like her no longer want to be in Iran, if these people who are outside Iran right now, who are thinking about coming back to Iran, no longer want to come back to Iran and help build out the tech community there, that is going to have very bad implications for the future of Iran's economy.
Yeah. Well, bottom line, Trump's announcement today is not going to be well received by the young growing tech sector in Iran. Aki Ito, tech editor for Bloomberg and co-host of Decrypted, the podcast. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.